This Bloomberg Economics Brief is brought to you by HSBC. With over 8,000 global relationship managers on the ground in over 60 countries, HSBC makes your global ambition their local business. HSBC.
Well, a lot moving and shaking in the global economy. Certainly a lot of questions about what's going on today. Terrific interview Bloomberg had with Jim Bullard, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis. He was actually, of course, asked about the impact of Brexit on the U.S. economy. He thinks maybe it won't have too much impact there. Stan Fisher, however, he is the vice chair of the Federal Reserve, the number two to Janet Yellen. You have to pay tons of attention to what he said. And it was to make the point that a strong case for policymakers to do nothing at their July meeting as they wait to see what's happening after Brexit. He was speaking in an interview with CNBC television, and we want now to put this together with the day's economic reports and try to just figure out what's the Fed telling us. And she's going to try yet again, as she so ably does a couple of times a week here on Bloomberg Radio. Yelena Shaletyeva is a senior economist at Bloomberg Intelligence. She's a contributor to the Bloomberg Economic Brief on Economics, which you get every day. If you go to Briefsco on the terminal, you'll find insight on data and numbers, all kinds of things. Yelena, welcome back.
Hi. Good to be back. So, and another Fed official, actually, Governor Powell also said that it's far too early to judge the effects of the Brexit vote, and it will be important to assess the implications for the U.S. economy. So it seems like all of a sudden they're all talking about the implications and the desire to wait and see what happens to the U.S. economy. To us, it seems like it will have a bigger impact on the Fed policy rather than on the economy. The actual economy.
So, in other words, what you're saying is that Brexit, because it's going to maybe make the Fed wary of raising its key rate right now, because there's uncertainty, is going to be a much bigger deal. Because you think you're saying Brexit, it's not going to affect the U.S. economy that much.
Well, it's not what we see in the data. This morning, we got the manufacturing ISM index, which rose almost 2 points. And in fact, the ISM, the Institute for Supply Management, they did a special survey trying to assess and to see what the impact of Brexit is on manufacturers, on U.S. companies. And what they found out is that it's not that big of a deal, according to their respondents. Only 6% said that it would have a significant negative impact.
And yet they all are saying they're waiting to see, and they're wondering about currency impact. So, and it's really early days, so it's hard to say what. But it's, I think it's hard to argue with the view that the Fed is just telling us, if it weren't for Brexit, they'd probably still be kind of wondering, because there's been a weak employment report. We'll get another reading on that next week. There's still enough mixed data. They're already maybe saying, well, we'll wait. But now, with this big uncertainty, you kind of wonder, I mean, does this make you guys, BI, our eco team for BI, say maybe we don't even get the December hike? Maybe nothing happens?
We still think that they will do at least one rate hike, and that will probably happen after the election, because September and November seems to be really close to the election, and nobody really wants to impact the markets or just cause any volatility that close to the election season. So we think that, it seems like they will have to wait and see, and there's a lot of uncertainty. But, we are getting to full employment. We are going to see wage pressures, and we are going to see inflation pressures. And, the payrolls will rebound at some point. And I think that's quite reasonable to expect at least one rate hike this year.
A couple more things on the table today, of course. The domestic auto sales, mixed. Maybe they're not be quite as strong as last year, but maybe that's not the main thing. Seems to me the most powerful piece of news is this bond yield, the lowest yield ever on 30-year paper, mortgage rates coming down. To what extent is that something that, even if it doesn't boost the U.S. economy, is going to underpin the growth that's there?
I think, obviously, low mortgage rates will continue to support the housing sector. Interesting that we don't see, we saw some kind of a slowdown according to today's construction spending report. Seems like it's tumbling a little bit, but I think the fundamentals are still there. Low unemployment rate, low mortgage rates, that all will support housing market going forward, and that should rebound and support growth here in the U.S.
All right, Yelena Shaletyeva, have a good weekend. You've
you
earned
too.
It.
Okay.
Busy week. Wow, I think a week ago Brexit, you guys had just, the BI team, Bloomberg Intelligence Eco team, had just completed an all-nighter, 24 hours to get through that Brexit vote and what it means for the economy. We thank Yelena so much for joining us as always. And again, if you're a terminal user, you get on your Bloomberg Briefs Go, and you can also go to BloombergBriefs.com. I'm Kathleen Hayes, my co-host Pim Fox on vacation. He'll be back on Tuesday. We'll be welcoming him then. This is Taking Stock. And this is Bloomberg.
This Bloomberg Economics Brief is brought to you by HSBC. With over 8,000 global relationship managers on the ground in over 60 countries, HSBC makes your global ambition their local business. HSBC.